Well, there we go. Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, with your Packers Daily Chat. Sorry for the late start here this morning, but hell, it's Cheesehead TV. You guys are used to this. Packers will be back on the practice field today. We'll have availability from Rodgers, Davante Adams, Matt LaFleur. The usual Wednesday lineup will be happening today. Everything is bumped up a day because of Christmas on Friday. No availability Friday. Team will be off Saturday and then the game on Sunday night. So good to see everybody. Thanks for jumping on the comments section. As always, a good spirited conversation going on. Brandy Lewis, Knight Rider, number one show. Nice of you to join us in 1984, Brandy. Steelers, most fraudulent 11-3 team in the NFL. You think? I want to talk a little bit about that game last night through a Packers prism, because, you know, the game is what it is. The Bengals, obviously, as they said in the broadcast, that was their Super Bowl. Big win for the Bengals, no doubt about it. Steelers cannot win a game. They barely beat a depleted Ravens team, and then they haven't won since. Remember after the Packers lost to the Buccaneers and how the national narrative around the Packers, and indeed with some Packers fans, was one of doom and gloom, was one of, oh, all of a sudden it felt really bad, and, oh, this might be the start of them backsliding after that hot start they had. And I'll just remind everyone that this is why you have to take it week by week, and this is why it's never as bad as it feels in the game, and it's never as great as it feels after a win. You have to look at it from a 30,000-foot view. You have to look at it through the lens of the entirety of the season. And how teams are playing in September and October is very rarely, if ever, how they're playing in December and into January. Would you rather be where the Packers are? Or would you rather be where the Steelers are when they were celebrating being undefeated and everyone was like, holy cow, what a great team, blah, blah, blah. And now they can't buy a win. Something to remember. I know everyone will forget it, and I'll have to say it all again next year, but it just really struck me last night. Like, all of a sudden, if you're a Steelers fan, I mean, Merry Christmas. Your team sucks. Packers, they're a pretty good spot, despite all the doom and gloom after a loss. Well, after the Colts loss, I got emails and tweets about how this team wasn't a contender. They're very much a contender. All you got to do is look around the NFL in Week 15. Just win, man. As Matt LaFleur says, never apologize for winning in the NFL. The Packers were fraudulent before it was cool. Good point, Eric. Titans are going to be tough. Kurt, yes, they are. Undoubtedly. Hey, it's a possible Super Bowl preview. You can look at it like that. This is a very good measuring stick for the Packers. Undoubtedly. No question. Pogs, what's up, man? Good morning. Pat needs to put Jair on AJ Brown, load the box, and make Corey Davis beat us. I mean, that is very easily said. A lot more difficult to do, especially when you have an offense that is able to maneuver their personnel, shuttle guys in and out, use motion to get the matchups they want. It's never as easy as one single thing like that. David, thanks for the super chat. RIP, Kevin Green. It is time. He will forever be remembered for his rallying cry to Clay Matthews, caught by NFL Films during Super Bowl 45. Absolute gem of a man, incredible coach, phenomenal football player. Gone way too soon. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Like you and Andy talked about yesterday, watching the other games this week made Saturday's game look a hell of a lot better. No question about it, man. Just win. Just get the W. I mean, everybody talks about the Chiefs. The Chiefs have won a bunch of one-score games. And yes, they've looked good doing it, but they're one-score games. Anybody can be beat. It is all about the day of the game. Let's see what else we got here. Merck, 1987, thanks for the super chat. Expecting a huge game from Tonyan to show up. Those casual Pro Bowl voters looking forward to a crazy game against the Titans. I would be lying if I said I didn't think that Rodgers, LaFleur, and company would probably try and scheme up a game for Tonyan. I'm not going to say it was going to be like, we have to get him huge numbers, but I don't doubt he will be in the mix. Aaron Rodgers, thanks to the super chat. Big Bob Tunyon was robbed. I mean, he really was. He absolutely 1,000% was. Josh, thanks for the super chat. If Green Bay locks up the number one seed Saturday, do you sit Rodgers for 2 weeks? Lots of time to get rusty. Gives me 2011 versus the Giants vibes. These are champagne problems, and I'm happy for the Packers to have them. You know, I'll be interested to see what route LaFleur takes. I tend to think he'll play Rodgers a bit and then sit him in favor of Tim Boyle, but we'll see how it goes. Justin, who's going to be the next defensive coordinator after this year, and why Fangio once he's let go? Or they win the Super Bowl and nobody goes anywhere. I mean, you can be doom and gloom if you want. I ain't going to join you down there. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Is the COVID bill going to kill game streams? No, Nathan. I did see, it's funny you mentioned that. I did see the headline from the Hollywood Reporter about making illegal streaming a felony. You have to be, you know, always look past the headline. And if you dig down into the actual language on the bill, it is about people profiting off illegal streams. They're not going to be banging down the door if you're streaming some game, et cetera, individually in your home. But they are making it a felony to, say, host a watch party where everybody's watching the game together and you're profiting off of it. That will become a felony in this new bill. Best way to beat Henry is to maintain a lead, make the Titans move away from the run a bit. Lewis, 1,000%. The more one-dimensional you can make the Titans, the better off you're going to be. I don't think they're ever going to, morph into the greatest show on turf or anything, but I do think, you know, Tannehill can sling it. He can throw it around the yard, but a lot of that is predicated upon the looks he gets, both off play action, you know, undoubtedly, but just, you know, the presence of Henry and utilizing the personnel. There are times they'll split Henry out, you know, and I don't think they're ever going to go, you know, they're not going to throw a nine route to Derrick Henry or anything, but it dictates what you respond with as a defensive coordinator, personnel wise, and then trying to utilize matchups in that way. I think they've done a really good job of that. I think they really did it well against Detroit. Yeah, Packers are going to have their hands full. No doubt about it. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. Can't believe we have our best shot at the one seed when fans aren't allowed in. Go figure. Right, Arthur? Just means they're going to have to do it again next year. It's fine by me. Tommy, when is Coach coming back on transplants? It's a great question. Hopefully after they lock up the number one seed. I don't know. Tweet Jason Wallers. Bug him about it. Because he'll probably just say no if I ask him. What's the Titans' weak spot? They can't rush the passer. They haven't had a sack in, like, I don't know, 13 years. No, it's been a while. They have not been able to sack the quarterback to save their life. And, you know, you give Rodgers time, he's going to pick you apart. I don't care who you are. So that is where the Packers can probably make some hay. And that's what we were talking about earlier. Get that lead, man. They can get up on this team. You know, they have a shot. Oh, we got light issues. But, you know, you let them stick around. You let them keep their offense completely open. You're in for a long day in some trouble. People, click like. Do it often. Thank you, Ron. Aaron, thanks for the super chat. This week reminds me of preparing for prime Adrian Peterson. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, Peterson was a little bit more explosive, whereas Henry is just violent. But yes, I very much agree in the sense of there's certainly one singular focus about everything that their offense is going to flow through. Embrace the dark side, no doubt. Loving your work from here in Wales, UK. Hoping we get to see you over here in the future. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, let's just hope. Fingers crossed that A, COVID goes away, and B, that the Packers finally get over to England to play a game. Really hoping that happens next year. Thank you for the kind words. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Get right game for the O-line. I mean, it's going to have to be. It's going to be awfully embarrassing if this team that has not been able to get to the quarterback against anybody suddenly finds pay dirt against the Packers at Lambeau. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Carry the G, Super Bowl team. You got that damn right. Now we're talking. Now we're cooking with gas. John, thanks for the super chat. Surprise the Packers D better by 9 points at home than playing away. Defense has seemed trending upwards for the playoffs. I think they're coalescing at the right time. Their secondary has really gelled. I think a lot of it is due to Darnell Savage raising his level of play to meet Adrian Amos. I think Amos has had a really good year, and Savage has really come on in the last three or four games. And then you've got Jair, who's just lights out. Kevin King is going to take his lumps, but overall, you're going to win a lot of games with him. You put those four together, to me, that's the key. They're going to have their issues up front. There's no doubt about it, but we've seen coverage sacks come because of this secondary. And I think, you know, the more they can produce those against the Titans, the better off they're going to be. When will we get to the point where Jair will follow the number one all around? You know, it's funny. We asked Pettine something along those lines last week, and, you know, he's not a big fan of just doing that exclusively. I think you'll see some of it, and he's done a lot of it as far as like 80% of the snaps, but I don't think we've seen a game where it's been 100%. I just think he wants to keep mixing it up. If you assign a corner to a guy for 100% of your defensive snaps, you are essentially limiting what you can call in your playbook. I think Mike just wants to keep it as, you know, as open as possible. How many times will King get run over? A few? Is Jair Goody's best pick so far? Lawrence, I would have to say yes, right? I mean, Elgton Jenkins is right there, but to me, it's probably Jair. I will say of the seven Pro Bowlers that the Packers had, six of which who are starters, three of them were selected and or brought in by Brian Gutekunst. Not bad for a GM in his third year. Dylan looks spicy on his one run. Yeah, why didn't he get more runs? Blows my mind. You're running all over this team. Jamal Williams goes out with an injury. Dylan rips off an 18-yarder and then never touches the ball again. What? I don't know. It's weird to me. TKM, why aren't you at your post? Thanks for the super chat. Is HCML hiding some of the playbook in the second half, etc., not wanting to put everything on film? Thoughts? You know, I joked with him about that last year, and he kind of dismissed it, though he kind of joked about it. I think there will be concepts and or things they want to get to down the line. I don't think it's necessary he's hiding it, but I think we'll see some wrinkles in the playoffs, much like we did last year. The world deserves Rodgers versus Mahomes. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. To quote Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven, deserves got nothing to do with it. Our Pro Bowlers will be unable to attend this year. Daniel, that's a great joke, but no one will be able to attend this year. There's no Pro Bowl. There's a pandemic going on. How do I think the season will end? With the Packers lifting the Lombardi Trophy. Why would you think anything else? I mean, look, could they lose Sunday night. They could get in the playoffs and go one and done. They could go on a run and get a heartbreaking loss in the Super Bowl. They could get embarrassed in the NFC Championship game. All of these things are possible. You know what I choose to believe? I choose to believe they are going to the fucking Super Bowl and they are going to win the fucking thing. Come on! What? Why would you think anything else? I don't know. Do you think we should fire Gutekunst for drafting a wide receiver? Thoughts? Kevin King usually has good coverage, but gives up a lot of contested catches. Is there anything he can do differently with his hands to defend passes? I mean, technique-wise, he's all right. You like his length. I think he gets in trouble when he's playing off. You see his kind of makeup time. The reason he was kind of fell into the second round there in the draft. But, you know, look, I don't think there's any technique that he hasn't been taught and or tried to do yet. He is who he is at this point. You know, he's not going to flip some switch and magically turn some of those contested catches into pass breakups. He also intercepts the ball. He's also broken passes up. But yeah, there are some contested catches that don't go his way. Still, again, I keep repeating it. You can win a lot of games with him, and they have. Browns beat the Titans. Not worried, Brandy. I mean, that's the only scouting report I need. Well done. The Jets should apologize for winning. No, they shouldn't. And Perez won thanks to the super chat. Should Aaron go for 50 TDs? I mean, if the games matter, sure. They might not by week 17, but yeah, how great would it be if he hit 50 against the Bears? It'd be amazing. Can you ask Matt LaFleur for an A.J. Dillon Wildcat package with J.K. Scott coming in motion for a jet suite option? Sure, Steven. I'll get on that today. Thanks for the input. I hope the Browns miss the playoffs. What? CR, two things. One, the Browns ain't missing the playoffs. And two, why you gotta hate, man? The Browns have suffered. The Browns fans are like Packers fans used to be. They're in the middle of hell, man. They're in the middle of death. Now they have finally a glimmer of hope. That reminds me. I wanted to say this. Did you see the Buffalo Bills fans welcoming their team home at the airport after they clinched the division? That used to be Packers fans. Entitled Town is in full effect when the Packers clinch the division and there's hardly a ripple. Now, I understand it's COVID, it's the pandemic, and, you know, oh, we're probably being, oh, it's Wisconsin, where no one gives a shit. My entire Instagram feed is filled with people at bars and doing shots and dancing, no masks, no distancing. But the Packers clinched the North and nothing. You know why? Because it's expected. Because y'all got fat and happy. Victory has defeated you. Be careful, people. Enjoy this. Soak it up. Those Bills fans are elated because it hasn't happened in decades. Packers fans used to be like that. That's how desperate they were for a winner. Now they have a winner, and all they do is bitch about the draft or think about, you know, oh, they could lose in the playoffs. Enjoy it. That's all I got to say about that. Let's get Corey there at Austin's Trouble. Yeah, no doubt about it, Joey. That's a good idea. Selfishly, I don't want to sit Rodgers against the Bears until we run up 42 points in the first half. I'm down with that. I am definitely down with that. How many times have you watched the Kevin Green moment from the Super Bowl in 2010? It is time. In the last 24 hours, since the news was reported that he had passed away, I will say, set the over-under at 432. Nobody gets a ring for a division championship. Breaking news from Mike Witt. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Thank you. No one gets a ring for a division championship. No shit. You can still enjoy it. Oh, my God. Oh. You can still enjoy your team. You can still enjoy them winning. It's okay. See this? See right here. 13 championships, more than any other NFL team. All those years they didn't win the championship can still be enjoyed and celebrated. It's okay. There's no law against it. You're not going to hurt yourself. Go ahead and try it. Open up that stone cold heart that has been bastardized by the internet. Let it soften up. Let love into your heart. It's the holiday season. Let it flow.
Guys, I'm sorry, man. I get on these tangents and the super chats are just going to fly by. So sorry about that. Josh, thanks for the super chat. I'm stealing someone else's question. Where does Malcolm Butler rank with the corners Tay has seen this year? I think he's at Slay level. You know, I think it'll be a good matchup. I'll be interested to see if they try to roll coverage his way, though. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Only 17 NFC quarterbacks need to opt out of the Pro Bowl. That isn't happening for Trubisky to get another Pro Bowl appearance. Fair. Very fair. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you all enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV is where Packer transplants happens every week. Tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be joined by a very special guest, the mayor of Green Bay, Eric Gendrick, is going to join us talking the Packers, the community, the Packers season, what a potential for Packers fans in the playoffs might mean for the local economy. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans